I think it's fine if people can see it. Well, good morning, everybody. I'm going to be talking this morning about the PhD work of Christy Angelo, who's now a sweet corn breeder working for Illinois Foundation Seeds. But this is part of Chris's work to try to annualize long-day onion breeding programs. And I think everybody knows that onion is a biennial. It's widely understood that onion requires vernalization or exposure to cold in order to flower. And thus the breeding of onion can take a very long time, up to 20 years easily for a new variety. That would just be 10 cycles breeding. I'm going to show you what the cycle of long day onion breeding looks like in several pictures. This would be seedlings emerging after planting seed in late April or early May in the upper Midwest. Late June and early July, the basal part of these plants begins to swell, starting to form a bulb. By late August and early September, we have the tops of those plants going down, indicating approaching maturity. By the middle of September, sometimes late September, those bulbs are harvested, windrowed, and cured in the field. And then we take the bulbs as breeders and store them in a vernalization chamber on wooden racks from October all the way through April. So they store for a very long time until we plant them out in the field again, flower them, cage them, add flies into the cages to make our pollinations, and then produce seed by the following August. So this is a long cycle requiring two different seasons. And we have sought in our program through Chris's work and other projects to see if we can reduce this to 1 year. This would be the cycle that would be required in order to do that, where the bulbs are produced from May to October in the field, as typically done. The cold storage period wouldn't need to be from October to April. It could be shortened to whatever the critical vernalization period would be. And then the plants could be put into the greenhouse where crossing could occur. And this is the exact same program that we use for breeding carrots and beets. And so the first question is really, how long is the vernalization period? Chris took onions, stored them at 10 degrees C and removed them from the cooler at 2 week intervals. He then planted those bulbs in the greenhouse and measured the date of sprouting, scape emergence, and flowering. This would be the sprouting of the bulb. This would be the emergence of the flowering scape, and this would be the emergence of the flowers from the umbel. This experiment was done over 4 different years with different genetic materials, including 2 cultivars, Cortland and Sherman, and a doubled haploid line, 2107. And I won't go into the exact details, but I'll try to just give you a sense for the outcome of the vernalization experiment. And that is, generally, there is lots of variation in the time to sprouting and scape emergence, or the days from sprouting to scape emergence, until about 12 to 14 weeks. 12 to 14 weeks in the cooler, at that time, you'll see the amount of variance reduce greatly. And so if you picked a time between 12 and 14 weeks, we generally have very, very reliable scape emergence in the greenhouse. Also noted that the longer the plants are in cold storage, the shorter the time they need to be in the greenhouse, and this makes sense. If we keep plants in the green in the vernalization chamber for 25 to 30 weeks, for example, they only have to be in the greenhouse for a very short period of time. If we keep them in vernalization for a very short period of time, they have to be in the greenhouse for a long time. So there's a trade-off between how long we would keep them in cold temperature versus how long we would put them in the greenhouse. But the summary of those experiments, that the longer we store them at cold temperature, the shorter the greenhouse time, and the faster and the more uniform the floral initiation. But if we choose about 14 weeks with most of the germplasm that we've tried, we can get seed produced in 53 weeks, just slightly over 1 year. And we can pretty much guarantee a seed-to-seed cycle in 13 months. 13 months is okay, but it's not great. We would really like to get that down to 1 year. So we turned our attention to dormancy. Dormancy is a suspension of any visible growth on a plant structure that has a meristem. And if you look at this comparison between onions at 4 weeks and onions at 10 weeks, you see the beginnings of growth in the 10-week onion were the breaking of dormancy. And sometime between about 8 to 10 weeks in cold storage, onions begin to break their dormancy. On horticulture, there are many products that are used to break dormancy on woody plants, for example, in grapes. And these are typically catalase inhibitors that are used and sprayed on the plants in order to get dormancy to break. Chris's family had a long history in the nursery business. He knew about these dormancy breaking compounds, and so we began to try them on onion. He settled on the very simple compound of hydrogen peroxide. And in this technique, you would cut off the top of the bulb, put the bulb in different concentrations of hydrogen peroxide, and then plant that bulb in the greenhouse and get it to root. He did a bunch of experiments using this technique, and actually here is a live video of those bulbs soaking in hydrogen peroxide. And this totally surprised me, but if you take these bulbs and plant them, the hydrogen peroxide shocks the bulb and begins forcing roots out of the basal plate. You can see down here in the bottom of this bulb. And so what Chris is measuring here is the time to which, at which the hydrogen peroxide will cause this rooting to occur. And he did these experiments over a few different years. Here's an experiment from 2015 with the same two cultivars, two different soaking times, 2 hours and 4 hours, and five different concentrations or four concentrations of hydrogen peroxide and a control. And I guess one of the summaries of these types of experiments were that 4% and 10% hydrogen peroxide still resulted in some very long times to rooting. But when you got to 20% hydrogen peroxide, you had a pretty concentrated solution and you had very low times. You know, roughly 2 to 3 weeks was enough to get that bulb to break its dormancy and to begin rooting. And so about 20% seemed to work. And so putting those two things together, Chris developed a bulb annualization protocol, and that's really the outcome of this work that I'm talking about. You use hydrogen peroxide to break the bulb dormancy. You then take those bulbs that have been soaked, put them in the greenhouse for 3 weeks, get those roots to come out, and then take that whole pot and put it in vernalization. You'd put that in vernalization for about the 14-week period that I've already talked about, and then bring it back into the greenhouse for flowering. Chris did a proof of concept experiment with this with 8 different varieties where he did no vernalization and then 6 weeks of vernalization and 12 weeks of vernalization. And the data were quite interesting. And again, just to capture exactly what we're doing here, we're growing the bulb as normal, treating it with hydrogen peroxide once it's harvested, giving it about 3 weeks to grow, to get those roots out, and then vernalizing it, using our optimum vernalization times, then transferring it to the greenhouse where we do flowering and crossing to get our seed. If you use a 15% hydrogen peroxide treatment, which is just right on the threshold of where it will break dormancy, and a 4-hour treatment, you can see that in this slide, 5 of the 8 genotypes that were tested are breaking their dormancy and beginning to root in a period of about 2 to 3 weeks. So the 3-week cutoff seems to work for a lot of our germplasm, not for everything. There are some inbred lines, like the inbred line here, W455, which seems to take a longer time, but most of the germplasm will break dormancy and root. The longer you vernalize, the greater the percentage of plants with scapes. This makes complete sense. But with 6 weeks of vernalization, you can still get scape emergence and scape production, that is the flower stalk production in some genotypes. We tend towards the 12-week vernalization time, or even bumping it up to 13 or 14 weeks if necessary in order to get good uniformity of flowering for a breeding program. This slide just goes into a little more detail showing that some of the genotypes are just fine at 6 weeks. You could probably make the cycle even less than 1 year with certain genetic materials, but not all. Some of the genetic materials will require a very solid 12 weeks to do their vernalization in order for the scapes to emerge. This is an image from April of this year where we have seed forming in the greenhouse of these kinds of crosses. So this is again, a proof of concept that we can take long day onion and using the hydrogen peroxide treatment and the vernalization that I'm describing, get seed which can then be planted by early May in the field, completing the 1-year life cycle. So this is my last slide to summarize the entire project that Chris did here. With even 6 weeks of vernalization, we can get early scape emergence in a number of commercial varieties and in certain inbreds, although not everything. But we get much greater uniformity within and among the varieties, and we can capture most of our breeding material, if not all of it, with 12 weeks of vernalization. So a hydrogen peroxide treatment, 3 weeks in the greenhouse, followed by 12 weeks of vernalization, and then the plants moving back into the greenhouse for crossing will allow us to get mature seed for planting in May and complete an annual cycle. So we hope that this bulb annualization technique gives long day onion breeders an opportunity to cycle their plants with 12 calendar months rather than 24 and hopefully speed up the process of onion breeding. Thank you very much for your attention. Yes, Chris. That's right. That's right. That's a great question. And yes, Chris's question is a really important one, which is really, are we inadvertently selecting for bolting susceptibility or short dormancies? And that is something that needs a little further work on our part. But I will say that if you look at commercial onion hybrids, we've tested a bunch of them, and I didn't show all the data here. A very, very short vernalization, the 6 week vernalization actually captures they flower under 6 weeks. So by giving them 12 to 14 weeks in our breeding material, I feel like we're more than doubling the amount of vernalization time. So that part I feel better about. The dormancy, though, I still would like to spend a little more time on that issue. So thank you for a good question. Yeah. We're using to break the dormancy of the bulb, but we are able to go from seed to seed in 1 year. So in other words, we produce the bulb during from May to October. We break the dormancy of that bulb, and then we use that bulb in the winter greenhouse to produce seed again. So it's taking it from 2 years down to one. Mark. Totally. That's so true. In fact, I think maybe the first thing I said here is that we all believe that vernalization is required. Chris's experiments, he's got onions flowering that have no vernalization whatsoever, which completely shocked me that long day onion will do that. So I think this is an area that we just haven't had enough people working in, and there's a lot of mysteries yet to solve. Yeah. Hi, Kathy. Yes. The question is about differences in seed production between vernalized and non-vernalized, or in the different treatments. The non-vernalized onions are very poor seed producers. They're very non-uniform. They produce very poor seed. And so I would do even though we can show that you don't need vernalization, it's not obligate, it's facultative, it's still great to produce seed. So I would never recommend it. The vernalized material is much more uniform and much more reliable.